going on? I'm way ahead in the Greer to take care of a few things. Was thinking about dropping by on the way back to the house.
Been somebody else's, surely not ours.
It's been Columbia today, but it's going to go down with Hannah. But her schedule changed. And it just didn't work out. So I'm taking advantage. My son's, he's gone on vacation with his fiancée. Anna's gone. I'm here at the house all by myself. Kind of liking it.
Well, I hope you do come by, Ken. Even Marie said that, didn't you, Mom?
Yeah.
Well, speak up, Dylan.
Yeah, we want you to come by.
Oh, shoot. Oh, I just went out and put the tag on the sticker on the back of the Tacoma, which we very rarely drive anymore. And I got a bunch of doctor's appointments changed today. That were conflicting, and you know how that is when you got to deal with the VA. I had a civilian doctor appointment that coincided with my lab time down at Greenville. Of course, they had to send it through Columbia, and I had to wait on the phone about 15 minutes and listen to the music. Although the music this time was fairly decent. That is surprising, you know.
Roger that. Well, how many, doctor's points, since they got them all shifted around and changed around for trying to find a better day or what?
They actually, I had an appointment in the morning with my doctor over here at Mountain View. Is that the name of the center there? Mountain View Clinic at 8:30, and then I looked and I had an appointment at 9:15 for a lab, and I just wasn't going to be able to make that on the west side of town, so I got that changed over to 10:15, and they was very gracious and very helpful, so I should not complain. It just took quite a while and a lot of transfers, you know. Well, all I wanted to get in a little later, and they usually say, yeah, as long as it's before noon, but it didn't happen that way today. This lady says, I can't even get them myself. I have to go through another agency or something. And I think, pretty sure it was Columbia. But got that all squared away, Chad. And wasn't that big a deal. And then I had another couple of appointments. You'd have to ask Bernice that conflicted over here at on the west side of town. I got to make an appointment in February. Let's see, what's that say? Well, yeah, one of them's at 9:30 in the morning. One of them's at 4 o'clock. So, anyways. Oh, I know what it was for. A foot brace, 9:30 in the morning. And then I can make the one in the afternoon. Should just stay down there and eat a hamburger, because they ain't that far apart, really. It means I have to drive to the west side of town now that I think about it.
4NUE with N0TR. Yeah, roger that. Well, I'm headed into town. The American Legion there in town's got this big 3-foot by 3-foot sign they put out on the road that, you know, bingo, come play bingo. And it's kind of awkward, but they're hand carrying the thing down to the end of the road to put it out on Main Street on Friday nights. And I told them that I said, let me just take the thing home. I'll put some wheels on it, and that way you can roll it down there like a wheelbarrow. So I said, well, you know, can't do that. We gotta vote on it. I said, okay. Well, you just carry it all you want. Don't matter to me. He went over and thought about it for a few minutes. He says, I think we can let it go this time. I said, okay.
That's a sign of the times, Shen. Well, my power supply shot craps, and I worked on it last night and got it going. And then I got to tinker with the test my tuner out today. I was going to go do that, and then I got some other things to do, plus taking care of the chickens and all, but there's nothing of any urgency around here, so just come on by. What do you think your ETA will be? Where are you at? Are you down that way? Heck, I could have rode down there with you.
I'm on probably 3-4 miles from Greer, so let me go take care of business. It'd be, maybe closer to 2 hours, I guess. I gotta get these wheels and then run by another place, pick up something else, and then I'll head that way. But I gotta get it done. You know, I got a feeling these. You know, you figured out yet that when you try to do help somebody sometimes for, you know, just to be helpful, it ends up just kind of blowing up in your face. I got a feeling that's how this is gonna go. It ain't gonna be as easy as just putting two wheels on it. It's, you know, something out. I keep them, you know, I'll make it as complicated as I can. Keep them stirred up. That's par for the course.
There you are. So you're talking about the Greer American Legion. I had my head over there. over at the Greenville VA over in that area or something. I thought maybe you had to go to west side of town there. Well, that's much better. Yeah, I guess I'm just not politically correct. You know, even though this is a democracy, you don't have to vote on everything. Somebody's trying to help you. What do they say? Never look a gift horse in the mouth.
So, I've got some, it's the American Legion post there in Tron. Good group of guys, but, you know, these older veterans, you gotta watch them. They are sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. And, you know, I'm a new guy, so it's, you know, I gotta pay my dues, go through the deal. Well, I go up there and run the canteen on Friday nights for bingo, so, you know, helps other veterans and raises money for them. It's KO4NUE with N0TR. So they have Hellman's mayonnaise up there to serve with the hot dogs. I can't stand Hellman's. There ain't nobody in there like Hellman's. None of the people come up here and eat. But you got the, you know, the leadership wants, they want Hellman's. They want Duke's. So I've been doing this now for 6 or 8 months. So I've been swapping every time they buy a Hellman's bottle of mayonnaise. I swap it out with a bottle of Duke's. And don't tell nobody. So Commander said last Friday night, he says, we went in talking to the kitchen lady, he says, when did we start using Hellman's? And she says, what are you talking about? She said, when did we start using Duke's? And she said, what are you talking about? We've always used Duke's. So, they've forgotten. And I'm going to take that as a win. What do you think?
Hurt my feelings terrible talking about old vets. Of course, I'm just 57 years old and dyslexic. I guess I'm not that old yet, but you know what? My neighbor's same way, Chad. He was raised on Duke's mayonnaise, and he just likes it. Tell Chad the kind of mayonnaise that we use.
We use Aldi's brand.
Yeah, we use Aldi's.
And he don't like any other.
Yeah, there you go, Chad.
I'll see y'all in a little while. I'm fixing to destinate, so let me clear on out.
Okay, door's open down on the basement. I may be down there or out the chicken pen. Come on down. This is N0TR with KO4NUE. 73's Jen.
73, Tom. KO4NUE, clear.